There was a rancher who kept feeding his horse less and less every day, until eventually the horse died.
You know, I think there are some people who do the same thing, but spiritually. My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. My new dog, Coco, likes to eat first thing in the morning. If I don't feed him right away, he starts jumping around the kitchen until I fill his bowl with food. I bet you get hungry in the morning, too. But do you get hungry for spiritual food? Kids need good, healthy food to grow strong physically, but you also need to read God's word to be healthy in your soul. Just listen to what Jesus said in Luke chapter 4, verse 4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Our story today is called The No-Feed Horse. How much do horses eat? Asked Jared as he and his Uncle Bill walked through the horse barn. A lot, Uncle Bill replied. It's a good thing we can put them out to pasture every day, he grinned. Did I ever tell you about the no-feed horse? No, what's a no-feed horse? Asked Jared. Well, I heard about a fella who figured out how to raise a horse that didn't need to eat, Uncle Bill explained. Just imagine the money he would save. Jared gave his uncle a confused look. A horse that doesn't eat? How is that possible? This guy started out by reducing the horse's feed by an ounce a day, said Uncle Bill. Then he reduced it by 2 ounces, and then 3 ounces, and so on. He did that until the horse was getting by on almost no food at all. Wow, said Jared. Then what happened? Well, that's the sad part, said Uncle Bill. One day the horse up and died. For a moment, Jared stared at his uncle open-mouthed. Then he saw his uncle grin and realized Uncle Bill was just teasing. Uncle Bill, you're kidding me! Uncle Bill laughed heartily. Yep, I reckon I am. But I really have known some fellas who were almost as foolish as that rancher. They always tried to get by with feeding their livestock as little as possible. Then they'd wonder why their cattle didn't grow like they should. Uncle Bill tugged on his hat thoughtfully. I've known some Christians like that, too, he added. I was even like that myself for a time. I started off reading my Bible and praying and going to church regularly. Then I tapered off. I was just so busy with things on the farm, see? It took me a while to realize that my soul wasn't being fed and my spiritual life was suffering. I needed that time with Jesus and his people so he could fill me with his peace and remind me of his presence. Wow, said Jared. I never considered going to church or reading my Bible to be just as important as eating food. Uncle Bill smiled at him. Don't ever forget that your soul needs to be fed just like your stomach does. Well, how about you? Do you remember to eat every day? Of course you do. But what about feeding your soul? It needs Jesus just like your stomach needs food. And if you don't feed it, your spiritual life will suffer. Spend time in fellowship with other believers, listening to what God says in His Word, and pray and read the Bible on your own, too. Let Jesus feed your soul by reminding you of His truth, love, and promises. Our key verse is found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verse 4.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God.
And our key thought today, don't neglect your spiritual life. Celebrate Christmas with the Keys for Kids Radio Countdown to Christmas. There'll be Christmas music to sing along to, special Christmas episodes of Adventures in Odyssey and Down Gilead Lane, plus special Christmas musicals. To find out how to listen, go to keysforkids.net and click on Countdown to Christmas. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.